This is our annual Celebration Sunday, and so we're going to get to some celebration in a second, but I do want to take some time just to pray about a couple things. We've been praying for a pastor named Doug Jansen over the last several weeks who was battling COVID out in Long Island, and this week he posted his first video since before all this started back in mid-December. And so he's thankful for all the prayers from strangers and loved ones alike. And he still has some issues with his lungs and some blood clots, but he's only on 4% oxygen at this point. And so that's a praise God. It's okay to come on. They are continuing to call him Miracle Man there at the hospital. So we're praising God for that. And I'm thankful for this town that we're a part of, and I want to pray for these things and for you who continue to give to Living Christ Church. Join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to just give you praise for miracles in our midst. We continue to pray for Doug that he would be completely and totally healed in your name. Lord, we look forward to giving you praise for that. Lord, I thank you for this town. I ask that you would bless it in every way, shape, and form. All the Nyacks, Lord, I ask your blessing upon them. Lord, we are so thankful for those who have given this week, who are giving today, who will give to the mission and vision we have here at Living Christ Church. Lord, I ask that you would bless them in every way, shape, and form. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Well, traditionally on our Celebration Sunday, we bring up each ministry team and we walk through, and it was a different year. And so 2020 was the year of the pandemic. And but just because it was a pandemic doesn't mean that we don't have things to celebrate. A friend of mine, Dr. Rob Reamer, posted this week on his Instagram. There are only two times to be grateful in life: when you feel like it and when you don't. And the time we need to be grateful the most is when we don't feel like giving it. Oh, come on, prophet. That's so good. And so I want to lead us this morning with Philippians 4:4, which says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Yes, it was the year of the pandemic, but we can still praise God in the midst of everything, right? And so we have a rhythm on our Celebration Sunday. It's a call and response. In Hebrew, there's a word, hallelujah. And hallelujah is really a call to praise. It's not necessarily a praise in and of itself. So whoever the worship leader was would say hallelujah, and the response back would be praise the Lord. So we're going to highlight some things this morning, and I'm going to give you a call and response. I'm going to say hallelujah, and your response is?
Praise the Lord.
We can do a whole lot better than that. Some of you at home, I want you screaming in your house so your neighbors are like, what is going on at my neighbor's house? Ready? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There we go. We'll get there. The first thing I want to highlight is live streaming. We started actually pre-pandemic back in October. We started live streaming on my cell phone on Facebook. And so can we just praise God that a lot of churches struggled to meet the curve. We did it fairly quickly for a lot of churches. And there was a lot of behind the scenes going on. But now we're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube every single Sunday morning, thanks to our sound team. So can we just give them a come on. And so we haven't missed a week. Because we've been able to do that. The youth have been able to meet through the entire pandemic on Zoom and in person. Can we give God? Hallelujah! All right. See, it's not hard. So when we first were coming out of the lockdown, we wanted to do something. Our first value as a church is we will love Nyack. And we have a friend here at Living Christ Church who had connections with the Red Cross. And so we started doing blood drives at the church starting in April. And we've done 4 blood drives so far, 160 units donated. That potentially saves the lives of 480 people. Man, that's pretty awesome, right? And we have the next one is coming up in April. And so hallelujah. You were a part of that, right? The fact that you call Living Christ Church home, you helped assist in making this possible. And so that was one of the first things we felt comfortable doing, because the Red Cross came in and they had all kinds of different protocols that made everything safe, and 480 lives potentially saved. And then we had started this the year before, the 2 years before. Where are we at? This is our second or third year? This is our third year doing Trunk or Treat. And during the pandemic, we had over 100 people show up for Trunk or Treat. Now, there wasn't a whole lot going on, but hallelujah. It allowed us to have amazing conversations with people from our community who were so thankful to have a safe place to bring their kids in Halloween. And so we're praising God for that. And then we have our annual Thanksgiving dinner, and it had to look a whole lot different than previous years. And but we served around 100 or more meals on Thanksgiving and the day after. And that's hallelujah. And a big shout out to Joe, who helps, who literally makes all that happen. And so we're praising God. Like, we adjusted and accomplished these things. And then at Christmas time, we tried something new because we didn't feel comfortable meeting in person with our traditional bagel and bacon brunch. So we tried a Pay It Forward Christmas, where we blessed two businesses in town to pay it forward, a pizza shop and a coffee shop. And you guys were a part of giving over $1,000. Come on, hallelujah. And so those are just a bunch of the different ways that that we loved on our community this year. And then I tried something new this year, and we started doing these Encouragement Wednesdays. And we've now done 42 of these Encouragement Wednesdays. And if you haven't seen them, they're on all our social media platforms. They're on our Facebook page. They're on our YouTube page. If you haven't seen them, go follow the links. Every Wednesday between 12 and noon, I post one of these things to try to encourage us to stay focused on the God that we serve. Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord!
All right, and lastly, I do want to highlight you. You who call Living Christ Church home. We are so thankful that despite everything that has gone on, that you have stuck along with us. Our values here at Living Christ Church are: we will love NIAC, we will listen to God, we will change through the work of the Holy Spirit. Man, we needed him this year. And we will invest in people. And you were a part of all that in small ways, in big ways. And so I have this to say, hallelujah. All right. Generally, this time of year, we do goals. We thought it was a little premature because goals need to be attainable and measurable. And so we're going to give it a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, to kind of hone in and see how things are going to pan out. But we will continue to press in the things that God has called us to. So let me just pray for us. And then we're going to continue in worship this morning. It's a celebration morning. We'll probably finish out a little bit earlier than we normally do, because following this service, we have our business portion of our annual meeting on Zoom. So let me just pray for us as we continue in worship this morning. Lord, those words from Rob are so true. We have two times to be thankful: when we feel like it and when we don't. And regardless of whatever kind of year we had, we know that you are with us, that you are present in our lives. And so, Lord, we want to give you praise for the things that you helped us accomplish this year. Lord, we want to honor you and praise you with our mouths and with our actions. And we pray this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's stand and celebrate. Let's close this thing out in some celebration.